Good morning, and welcome to the first and only local radio program specifically designed for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Each week, your host, Rebecca M. Holz, features guests, topics, trends, and events that are of interest to you, the baby boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And now, your host, Rebecca M. Holz.
Welcome to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holz, and I'm so glad you can listen today. We talked about celebrating the gifts of aging last week with Barbara Franklin and Kelly Hallman of the National Aging in Place Council, the Greater Charleston Chapter. They just hosted an event this past Tuesday at Charlestown Landing, honoring 20 folks who truly believe age is just a number. The National Aging in Place Council is a great resource for us boomers when we need help with anything to do with aging in place, either for ourselves or our loved ones. Their website is ageinplace.org. And just go to the Greater Charleston Chapter tab. Now, part of aging in place can involve a transition to a new home. Today's guest on Let's Talk Boomers is Brian Murray of Caring Transitions. Brian helps folks who are downsizing, or we've come to use the term on our show, right-sizing into a new home. He helps you figure out what to do with all your stuff. Do you keep it, sell it, or give it away? And Brian has a great giveaway for the fifth caller, so I promise you want to stay tuned today. You're going to learn a lot. Now, let's talk about some upcoming events. On Let's Talk Boomers, we talk a lot about planning for now and the future. If you need resources for yourself or a senior in your life, then check out the Resource Summit going on right now at the Mount Pleasant Senior Center. It's from now until 2 o'clock p.m., and there's information and education on the many resources available in the Charleston area, including All Care Living Services that will have a table there. All Care Living Services is a presenting sponsor for Let's Talk Boomers. You're going to have some questions answered as well from experts such as geriatric physicians, folks from the Social Security Office, the VA, and the Lieutenant Governor's Office on Aging, and more. And there's a free lunch, so it's not too late. Again, the Resource Summit in the Mount Pleasant Senior Center going on right now until 2 o'clock today. Now, for those of you who want to spruce up your home or yard for fall, here's a free event going on right now and through the weekend. It's the Mount Pleasant Home and Garden Show at the Omar Shrine Temple. It features the latest trends in outdoor living. And now that fall is here, we can actually enjoy being outdoors. So you should check out this free show and make the best use of your outdoor living space and landscaping. The presenting sponsors are Palmetto Surfacing in Cambria, plus the Clemson Master Gardeners will be there for educational seminars and information. Again, the Mount Pleasant Home and Garden Show, now through the weekend, at the Omar Shrine Temple. Now, if you can't make this weekend's Fall Home and Landscaping Show, then check out the Fall Flower Show this Wednesday beginning at 11 a.m. at the Coastal Carolina Fair in Latson. The Garden Clubs of Charleston and the Exchange Club of Greater Charleston will showcase local horticulture, floral design, and educational exhibits. Again, it all takes place this Wednesday, October 28th, at the Coastal Carolina Fair. And for all the fun events, just go to coastalcarolinafair.org. Now, this next event isn't free, but it is for a great cause. It's the 9th Annual Lowcountry Wine and Beer Festival to benefit the Barrier Islands Free Medical Clinic. It takes place at 3 o'clock tomorrow at the Freshfields Village on Kiowa. Tickets begin at $40 and once again benefit the Barrier Islands Free Medical Clinic. There are beverages, and I'm assuming some wine and beer, some food, a silent auction, and live music. Just go to freshfieldsvillage.com. Now, this next event is free. It's a musical event, and it's a performance by Chamber Music Charleston. It's this Monday evening at 7:30 in the Rodenburg Chapel at Frankie and Mount Pleasant. This performance will provide anecdotes and reflections on Beethoven's life in Vienna, as well as some musical selections, and it's really a musical prelude to the Chamber Music Charleston's major concert event on November the 7th at Memminger Auditorium in Charleston, and that one's entitled Night in Vienna. Again, the Chamber Music Charleston free performance Monday 7:30 at Frankie in the Rodenburg Chapel. And if you can't go to that one, be sure and check out the November 7th concert at the Memminger Auditorium in Charleston. And for all the great Chamber Music Charleston events, go to chambermusiccharleston.com. When we get back from the break, we're going to be talking with Brian Murray of Caring Transitions. He will talk about how he can help us declutter, organize, and move out. And he has a great giveaway for the fifth caller, so stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Boomers. I'm so glad that you can listen today. This is Rebecca Imholtz, and I am with Brian Murray of Caring Transitions Charleston. Brian is really an expert in helping us organize, declutter, move out, get rid of our stuff, decide if we should give it away, sell it, whatever. So, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Boomers.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And let's first talk about Caring Transitions. I mean, you are about helping someone organize, getting ready for a move, but you're really a you provide solutions in many areas for someone who is getting ready to downsize or right size to a new home, don't you?
Yes. Caring Transitions, we are the nation's largest resource for relocation, right sizing, and estate liquidation. With people relocating, right sizing every day at the moment in vast, huge numbers, it can become a very daunting task for some people and their families. And that's where Caring Transitions like to think that we can help put our services into order and really help family and that person.
And you're absolutely right that it can be a very daunting task, particularly if you are going from a big house to a much smaller location, either because, you know, you're getting older, you feel like you need to go into more of a right size home. Or as a boomer, if you have sadly lost your parents, one of your parents have passed on, then you've got that task where you've got a home where they've lived in it for 40 and 50 years and a lot of things that have to be dealt with.
Yes. Some people have been living in their homes 20, 30, 40 years, sometimes even more. And when the time comes for these people to do that right size, there's a lot of items in home that they have sentimental value and other values attached to it, and it becomes a little barrier and obstacle for these people to part with a lot of their items and moving forward to their new residence.
And we talked about it before the show that, okay, let's talk about the person who's leaving a large home and they're going into a smaller place. And you mentioned sometimes people are leaving a home that says 4,000 square feet. And if they go into a continuing care retirement community, which we talk about a lot on Let's Talk Boomers, well, that could be how many square feet? 4,000 to what?
Up to anywhere between 600-700 up to 1,000 square feet, so being some of the larger ones. Yeah.
All right. So now we've got basically 75% too much stuff, right?
Correct. Correct. And Rebecca, that's where I really like to work with people and getting to find out the items, furnitures, belongings that they really need to take with them as opposed to what they want to take with them.
Okay, so we have the need and the want, and you've taken care of the need. I want to keep this so in my family, and let's say I'm ready to go ahead and give it away, but my family doesn't live here. How can I get that favorite hutch to my daughter or my granddaughter? What can I do?
Yes, these are some of the services we also take care of, donations. Some people's wishes are just local donations, churches, some family members. Often the case I find where people, their siblings might live out of state.
Okay.
And then I work with a local company here, Packmail of Mount Pleasant.
Packmail of Mount Pleasant, okay. I know the owner, Bill Peich.
Yes,
okay, yes.
Bill,
he's
great guy
awesome.
Over there.
Awesome, yes.
And myself and Bill coordinate, and we work with these items and shipping it up to whatever part of the country that the this person's wishes are.
So that's wonderful. So I don't have to worry about borrowing my neighbor's pickup truck
to come
down and get it. You will take care of that for me.
Yeah, one of our main objectives through all these relocations is to alleviate as much stress as possible.
Oh, that's good.
Through that transition.
Yes. I like that. Less stress.
We take care of, on the front end of a typical move, we do all the sorting, organizing, for the want of a better use of a word, declutter. Mm-hmm. But we're the team that come into your home. And we get everything out into the open and determine pretty much its destination. If it's something you'd like to take with you, is pretty much the first option. Option number two is probably donate.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, it's what we all have in our homes today, to some and different magnitudes, is garbage. And that's something we also take care of too, is garbage disposal. And last but not least, the items that we can take with us to our new residence. I am a licensed auctioneer here with the state of South Carolina.
Okay.
And one of my back-end services is that I can run an estate sale, a legit estate sale, or online auctions, generating some capital, liquidizing the household items for that person.
Well, you really are a great resource, and it's just one phone call, isn't it, to get all of these wonderful resources.
I like to say that we're the one-stop shop, and we do everything start to finish for the whole transition.
Well, I'm going to give out Brian's information. His website is caringtransitionscharleston.com, caringtransitionscharleston.com, and his main office number is 843-410-2763. Again, this is Brian Murray of Caring Transitions, and we're talking about how they can really, what you're telling me, Brian, is customize a plan that fits my needs, you listening out there, your needs. If you're right now in a position where you're thinking about downsizing, or you've got to take care of that for a family member, that's what you do.
Yes, everybody has a different objective and a unique situation. Again, some of the services moving into a right-sizing from a larger home into a smaller residence. Some of the other services we offer is a space matching and space sizing, where I would go to the new residence, we would take all measurements, we would take all sizes, cupboards, wall spaces, sockets on the walls, where all TVs could be mounted, and we would measure the furniture in their current home and make that new residence comfortable, and we take the guesswork out of what they can really take with them.
Oh, that is so wonderful. That, I think you referred to that earlier as space planning, space matching. Is
correct.
That right? Do I have
That's
that
correct.
Right?
Yes. And
okay.
Again, it just really shows those people what they can take with them, and it takes the guesswork out of that.
And so you work with PacMail here in Mount Pleasant with
correct.
Bill Peisch.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also heard you talk about working one of our presenting sponsors for Let's Talk Boomers, Deborah Whitfield, who is an SRES, a Seniors Real Estate Specialist. Isn't that right?
That is correct. Yes, I've worked with Deborah relocating a senior couple here in Charleston. They just recently had a death in the family, and we're finding it tough to make that transition move along.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my team were reached out to, and we helped and made that happen pretty stress-free, and it was a good outcome, yes.
That's wonderful, because as boomers, many of us are still working.
Yes.
We still have families at home. When something like that happens, a death in the family, it can be absolutely overwhelming. There's enough to do with just the legal affairs that one has to attend to. And then on top of that, if you have a home to take care of, gosh, that can be overwhelming, but that's what you help us with.
And another big situation we find is where the children live out of state.
Yes.
And they all, you know, we all have our professional everyday lives. We have our own families. And just to free up that time, and it can be very time consuming, trying to sort, organize a home and a full relocation, estate sales on the back end of it. And again, that's where we Caring Transitions can help out and take over those daunting tasks.
So at Caring Transitions, you have the term Caring Transitions Specialist. So there is some training involved, isn't there?
Yes, I've been awarded by the National Alzheimer's Board.
Okay.
A cert that's a certified relocation and transition specialist, that they deem me responsible to deal with situations of every magnitude.
Okay, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you here in the Charleston area, you serve the greater Charleston area, do you not?
Yes, I cover the Tri-County area, and we also have, we are also nationwide.
You are nationwide. Okay.
We are nationwide, and we find that a big help where people want to move. Of recent years, we're finding people from the north moving down a lot
every day
for the sunshine reasons. And but again, I have affiliates up north where they can start the transition, and I can receive it down here in the Charleston area.
That's wonderful. So if you're tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca M. Holtz. We're talking with Brian Murray of Caring Transitions, and what Brian specializes in is really helping us out there who need to do some type of a move, whether it's for ourselves or for a family member. And if you are working with a family member, or sadly, if you've lost a family member in another state, a parent, for example, and you have to take care of that estate, including all of the physical items in their home, Brian is here to help. He can, sounds like Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you can contact another caring transition specialist in another state and start that process.
Yes, absolutely. That is, we are almost 300 strong today in the nation and growing, and that gives us a great benefit of helping people who live out of state.
That's wonderful. And your website again is caringtransitionscharleston.com. And here's Brian's email in case you have a question for him. It's bmurray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, at caringtransitions, is it charleston.com? Do I continue on with that email address?
.net. CaringTransitions.net.
CaringTransitions.net. So I'm going to repeat that again. It's bmurray at CaringTransitions.net for that email to ask Brian a question. Now, it can be really hard when you've lived with items for 40 years. How do you help your clients in terms of what to let go? And have you ever encountered a situation, I was talking to you about my aunt earlier, where we went in, and when she died, we walked into her house, and it looked really neat, but I opened up closets, and things fell on top of my head. So I guess my question to you is, and then we had this big family meeting about what were we going to keep and who was going to get what. So do you ever also help family members decide where items go? Do you ever, are you like a semi-counselor psychologist on the side? Or
I am also a certified senior advisor.
Okay. Got
usually
it.
The family, that is something they decide amongst themselves.
Okay.
And
usually,
yes. I've had one or two situations, but for the most part, that is something that the family members usually take care of themselves. And
you hope so. You hope that there's a list and where everything is going
when you get there.
Okay.
And again, with items, with people are unsure of what to do with. Again, the space matching takes all guesswork out of that.
Okay. I like that, because then you can say, look, it physically isn't going to go into this new space.
Yes. Clothes, etc. These are certain items that can't be sold today, typically in the market.
Okay.
And these are things I like to take to less privileged senior communities.
Great idea.
And,
I love that.
Homeless shelters.
Wonderful.
Animal shelters, etc. And these are usually when I offer that service to people, that's something that they're glad to be part of then, yes.
So you're really able to assess for the client, this is something that we could sell at an estate sale. This is an item that would be suitable for an online auction.
Correct.
And this is an item suitable for donation, etc.
Yes, that's something I, being a licensed auctioneer, that's also my field, and it's something that I can really help people with. Certain things sell better at an estate sale, certain things sell better on an online auction.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still something about furniture. Gentlemen like to come and touch the furniture and feel it, sometimes give it a little tap with their foot for some reason.
Huh.
And I find the smaller items sell better nationwide on an online auction. It gives you a much bigger, vast audience and a market.
See. Okay, very good. And if you come into a situation like my aunt, who I love her dearly, but like I said, when she passed on, we realized she had a lot of items. We were trying to decide what would be of value. I mean, there were items from the 1920s. You could help us decide that too.
Absolutely, yes. I have a broad service of people whom I work with, referrals, And if I don't know, I will make it my business, do my due diligence to find out exactly what these items are worth.
Oh, that's wonderful. So someone has some paintings that are not really sure.
Correct, yes. I have auctioneer friends here who I can reach out to, and they can give us absolute decisions on this.
Very good, because you wouldn't want to find out later that what they sold for $5 end up being worth
correct.
A lot of money.
Yes. No, all the homework is done on the front end of all this. Yes, correct.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, Brian, I can't believe it. Our time is up. And I just want to thank you for being on the show today. And you've been kind enough to offer to the fifth caller a great service in that you will come out to their home, give them a free assessment.
Correct, yes.
That's terrific. And also, you are in one of the groups, National Agent in Place Council, that we talked about earlier with Christine Sheffield. Christine's been a guest. She has a book called The Parent Care Conversation, which is basically strategies, conversations for helping our age ones really talk about the emotional and financial future, their future. So it's called The Parent Care Conversation, 11.5 Strategies for Transforming the Emotional and Financial Future of Your Aging Parents, which really goes hand in hand, Brian, with what you're doing, because part of those conversations is the property conversation, isn't it?
Correct, yes.
And what to do with our things and what we want our experience to be as we get older. So Brian's going to give that free assessment. He's going to give away this book. All you have to do is be the fifth caller. Here's the number. It's your cell phone, Brian, and it's 914-513-7611. 914-513-7611. Again, that is for Brian Murray. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
And check out Brian. And again, his website is caringtransitionscharleston.com. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm with Rick Durkee with the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, what are the steps to creating a sound financial plan?
Well, Rebecca, there's about five steps that one should go through when developing that financial plan, and then a final review, okay? So let me go over those really quickly with you. First of all, before your first meeting with a financial planner to develop this sound financial plan, you should establish your own personal goals. You should write some things down. You should also gather your data to bring to the first meeting. You're going to want to have all your account statements. You're going to want to have all of that financial information that he's going to need or she is going to need to look at. Then thirdly, you'll get into an analysis phase of this financial plan and evaluating the financial status. Now, what you can do to be prepared for that meeting is have a spreadsheet, develop a spreadsheet of your assets, put them all on one page, and use an Excel or just a Word document and just have those listed. Some of the best potential clients that we have at the Coastal Financial Planning Group come in prepared with that information. They also have a budget. They look at what their individual expenses are, and then they look at what the income is coming in for income planning purposes. So there's a lot of pre-work to do in that first meeting. However, if you do it, you'll be prepared. And then when you get to step four, which is develop the plan, use a certified financial planner to do that, folks. Make sure that you have a good, sound financial plan. And then fifth, you implement the plan based on the recommendations that that financial planner has for you. Final stage is you make sure that you do annual reviews at least with your CFO, your chief financial officer for your family, who is your financial planner, and make sure that you monitor the plan and make necessary adjustments.
Great advice, Rick. And you can learn more about Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group by visiting cfpgroup.biz. Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcareliving services.com. And AllCare is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com, and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 Plus Real Estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. And is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.